Pia Unlayau is a communication specialist at Niagara Health. She can be reached at pia.unlayau@niagarahealth.on.ca. More than 90% of hospitals in Canada are community-based, but limited resources often prevent them from conducting research, creating a critical gap in equitable access to clinical trials and leaving diverse populations underrepresented in life-changing medical data. Dr. Jennifer Tsang, Executive Director and Chief Scientist of the Niagara Health Knowledge Institute, NHKI, and Dr. Alexandra Binney, Intensive Care Unit, ICU, Research Physician Lead at William Osler Health System, recognized these challenges and co-founded the Canadian Community ICU Research Network, CCIRNet, to help bridge this gap and support other healthcare facilities in realizing their research potential. In just 5 years, CCIRNet has grown to include 43 community hospitals across Canada. The network celebrated this milestone at its second annual symposium last month, reflecting on its growth and accomplishments. From idea to action. In 2018, Drs. Tsang and Binney were independently developing their own research programs but shared similar struggles, securing funding, recruiting participants, and navigating complex administrative hurdles. This common experience sparked the idea for CCIRNet, an initiative to create a space where teams from community hospitals could collaborate, share ideas, and access the support they needed to start their own research programs. The pair presented their vision to the Canadian Critical Care Trials Group, CCCTG, who enthusiastically backed the idea. By November 2019, CCIRNet held its inaugural meeting, funded by Niagara Health and the Niagara Health Foundation. It's a national network, but its roots are in Niagara. That's something we're immensely proud of, says Dr. Tsang. The early days of CCIRNet were not without obstacles. The COVID-19 pandemic struck just as the organization was gaining momentum. However, the crew adapted quickly, shifting to virtual meetings that enabled hospitals to stay connected and participate in critical COVID-19 trials. We leveraged a global crisis into an opportunity to solidify our role and expand our reach, reflects Dr. Tsang. Paving the way for success. Drive. Tsang has been instrumental in the network's success. Under her guidance, the network has developed resources like a toolkit for launching research programs and provided invaluable mentorship to other researchers. Dr. Tsang's leadership is widely recognized, says Dr. Christopher Yarnell, intensivist and researcher at Scarborough Health Network. Her dedication inspires people like me who are organizing research infrastructure at hospitals. Looking ahead, the network has ambitious plans. Its goals include growing membership, increasing production of original research, and engaging local communities to ensure studies reflect their unique needs. The priorities of community ICUs often differ from academic centers, says Dr. Yarnell. Addressing these unique challenges can drive meaningful change, not just in Canada but around the world. Changing the research game. One of CCIRNet's biggest successes is prioritizing collaboration. It's not a competition, it's synergy, says Dr. Tsang. Academic hospitals benefit from access to the diverse patient populations served by community hospitals, while community hospitals gain the expertise and resources of academic centers. This synergy ensures that research is more inclusive and reflects Canada's diversity. Patients in regions like Niagara no longer have to travel far to participate in clinical trials, as groundbreaking research is happening in their own communities. Through her work with CCIRNet and Niagara Health Knowledge Institute, Dr. Tsang is helping to reshape how research is done in community hospitals. Her dedication has inspired many, creating a ripple effect that will benefit patients, researchers, and healthcare as a whole.